The Apostle Paul writes to the believers in Ephesus in Ephesians chapter 6, "Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord." Charles Spurgeon once observed, "It was a great joy to me when my sons were born, but it was an infinitely surprising joy as they told me that they had sought and found the Savior, to pray with them, to point them yet more fully to Christ, to hear the story of their spiritual troubles, and to help them out of their spiritual difficulties was an intense satisfaction to my soul. As I grew up, my dad taught me many things that have been useful in my life. He worked hard, taught me loyalty, the value of faithfulness and perseverance. He challenged me with diligence and good sportsmanship as I competed in various sports. He taught me that life also needed to include times of play as well as labor, that fishing is sometimes more important than finishing that last item on the to-do list. But none of these lessons were more important than the principles of being teachable and obedient. And unfortunately, I gave him too many opportunities to reinforce them." The author of the book of Hebrews writes in Hebrews chapter 12, "My son, do not regard lightly the discipline of the Lord, nor faint when you are reproved by him. For those whom the Lord loves, he disciplines, and he scourges every son whom he receives. It is for discipline that you endure. God deals with you as with sons. For what son is there whom his father does not discipline?" Dads, if you truly love your children, show them, not only with words and acts of affection, but also in your loving discipline of them. Correction shows that you really do care about them and where they go in life. And though they may not show it at the moment, they will grow to appreciate it when they are grown.